Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com. All the guys want, I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You didn't bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fight. I sacrificed a lot.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Where's like this? It's hey, hold on, wait. All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in this court. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWiz.com.
To get to where I got to.
BoxingWiz.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another very early morning edition of TBV in the Morning. Get your cups of coffee ready. I'm going to be joined alongside my co-host for the day, none other than Superman Steven himself.
Nothing but smooth sailing.
Oh, you know, man, it's smooth sailing out here in Cali. Got up early, got my workout in, preparing for Mad Matt the Mad Hunter, about to get slept on the mat. So just excited to talk about heavyweight boxing, man. It's amazing how much content we have to talk about in the heavyweights nowadays. It's making me feel like that part of the 90s. I wasn't there for it. I mean, you know, I wasn't there to remember it. But there's all these names, all of these opponents, all of these champions. You know, it's really getting interesting. And in terms of, you know, what White's saying, there's a couple names that stick out to me, but a couple of them sound like trash.
Trash. Well, let's get out to exactly what it is that we're here for. The heavyweight division, everyone knows it. Most casual fans love it. Dillian White is a former opponent of Anthony Joshua, and he's making some headlines, and I like the direction in which he's going, Steven. He's looking for a possible next opponent. And the names that he's throwing around are interesting to me, to say the least. I want to just let the world know he's looking at guys like Brian Jennings, but he has some interesting words for Brian Jennings. Maurice Vaak, very tall fighter, common opponent with Vladimir Klitschko and with Alexander Povetkin. Brian Jennings is a, you know, former opponent of Luis Ortiz and also of Vladimir Klitschko. He's also saying he wants guys like Gerald Washington. He's in play. Gerald keeping himself in the, I guess, lips of the media, right?
He's keeping himself in the spotlight. But I don't know if you follow him on Instagram. He's been traveling.
He's over in Vladimir Klitschko's camp sparring the champ, or the former champ, preparing him for the Anthony Joshua fight, coming off of the, you know, Wilder knockout. Now his name being mentioned by the WBC mandatory in Dillian White. And also Arthur Spielka, who has a common opponent with Deontay Wilder and Brian Jennings. So all very, very good names for Dillian White. Which one is your pick?
So I have a couple picks. I understand that he's saying, you know, I want a common opponent with a Klitschko or a common opponent with a Deontay Wilder. Hence, we get these four names. I really dislike Maurice Vaak. To me, he's a big, slow-plotting guy. He's really just a big target, if you ask me. He doesn't like it when guys pressure him. I don't want to see his style with Dillian White. I feel like it would make for a slow, boring fight, and that's not how you're going to get a title shot. It's not just beating these guys. It's like how he said, it needs to be an impressive fight, in my opinion. And a Jennings fight would be a really fun fight to watch. It'd be a great style matchup. And an Arthur Spielka fight would also be, I think, a really fun style matchup. I think Gerald Washington needs at least some other type of an ease into it kind of fight back. He just got knocked out by Deontay Wilder. You know, he's training out there with the heavyweight Klitschko. I think he needs kind of a small touch kind of coming back. But Gerald Washington is my boy. a Gallo Negro. He's going to be the first Mexican champ, particularly if he fights like a Joseph Parker, Huey Fury winner. I think he beats one of those guys in probably about a year. He beats one of those guys. So that's why my top pick is going to be Jennings. I think it makes up for a more interesting matchup.
How long has Brian Jennings been out of the ring to be getting in there with a top-level heavyweight like Dillian Whyte? While you find that factual information, how long has Arthur Spielka been out, for that matter, and Maurice Vaught? I mean, out of all of these guys, I think that they've either all been knocked out and recovering from those losses. Brian Jennings hasn't bounced back since the knockout loss to Ortiz. Gerald Washington was just knocked out by Deontay Wilder. Spielka never came back from that Deontay Wilder knockout. And Maurice Vaught, last I heard, Povetkin knocked him out.
Actually, Maurice Vaught's last fight was against Erkin Tepper in March 2017, just a couple weeks ago, actually. So he's on a comeback kind of trail. But again, I really don't like that fight. I think that's going to be such a boring fight.
Tepper is the one that has the positive drug test, you know, scandal. And before that, was Maurice Vaught knocked out?
No, he was coming off another unanimous decision against Marcelo Luis Nascimento, some guy I'd never heard of, 22-12. He went 10 rounds with that guy. I'm telling you, that guy's a big Vaught's a big guy, but he's just a slow plotter. I really don't like his.
But it sounds like Vaught is the only one that is at least training.
Yeah, but is that a sexy enough name? I mean, you go in there, you beat Maurice Vaught. He lost to Klitschko like, what, 8 years ago? He lost to Povetkin, you know, a couple years ago. I don't think that that's a – maybe it sells in Europe. I don't know. But I think if you're trying to get a bigger kind of market, you want to fight an American like Brian Jennings. Brian Jennings coming off a long layoff. He's got a big name. You have a good chance of beating him. Jennings, I'm sure, would take the opportunity and take the paycheck and take the shot at a WBC eliminator for another shot at a heavyweight title, especially against the American Deontay Wilder.
How long is that layoff Jennings coming off?
Jennings is coming off of a layoff that is, let's see, Louis Ortiz, December 19th in 2015, so damn near about a year and 3 months, a year and 4 months. I know, very long.
Very long time, man, because we've seen what Dillian Whyte was able to do with Chisora. While there's definitely gaps in his games and, you know, spots for him to get himself knocked out, I never seen Brian Jennings as a knockout puncher. I can't imagine him being able to knock out Dillian Whyte. I see Dillian Whyte as a very big puncher, and every so often he would hurt Chisora. I like all these opponents, to be honest, but even after, you know, thoroughly going over their resumes and their inactivities and or why they're here, these are all going to have asterisks next to them. I'll be honest with you. Even though you don't like the Vaught one, he might be the best opponent because he's at least active.
Look,
like, you don't want to see a guy like Washington jump into this fight coming off of a knockout, do you?
No, that's what I'm telling you. El Gallo Negro is my boy. He's going to be the first Mexican descent heavyweight champ. He ain't going to fight Chisora. I think Chisora has – if you think about Chisora, he's got to think of himself as a really, really, really top heavyweight who can beat the champs. If you look back at his Joshua fight, I think he realizes that he tried to beat Joshua like an amateur style, coming out with a lot of activity, got caught early, showed that he can move – a big guy like Joshua with a left hook. And then if you notice after that left hook, you heard him, he threw a good left hook to the body. So I think when you watch that fight and you compare it to his fight with Derek Chisora, he comes at a lot more slower pace. He's tightened up. His punches are shorter and crisper. His defense is really tight. And he doesn't come out in an active type style against Chisora. If you watch that fight again, they don't start really landing bombs back and forth till about the third round. I think in White's mind, he's like, okay, all I need to do is kind of slow my tempo, really, really kind of ease into the fight. No need to go out there and try to like blow my load early. And I think that against a Brian Jennings, again, all these fighters are going to have asterisks. So if you're going to have an asterisk next to any one of them, why not be against a guy coming off of two back-to-back losses and a two-year layoff almost? And he's still a name in America. And again, you put him in front of an American audience, it sets up a fight against a Deontay Wilder.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I mean, if you're looking at Wilder and you're looking at it from the standpoint of Dillian Whyte, I say you go for Spielka. There's a lot of people that thought Spielka gave Wilder problems. And maybe that's a reason altogether not even to go after Spielka. But he also suffered the worst knockout. He's been out the ring probably the longest. Maybe that's the route. But if you're looking the Klitschko-Anthony Joshua rematch route, well, then you go the Brian Jennings route because Klitschko did something to Jennings and, you know, you want to defeat one of these guys better than the champion did. So we'll see.
Hey, Doug, just real quick, the longest layoff would be Brian Jennings because Brian Jennings hadn't fought since, again, December 2015. Spielka, he got knocked out by Deontay in January of 2016, literally 1 month difference. So Spielka's been out of the ring Jennings been out of the ring 1 month longer than Spielka. Spielka. I like that name. Spielka. Sounds cool.
Well, there you go. Let's get out to the phone calls. Remember that number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1. If you want to get it off your chest, you want to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. International callers, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the show by adding N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to the phone lines, we got 214. Who's this?
Hey, it's Class and Bound. How you guys doing?
Oh, my. Class and Bound. I'm so sorry, brother. Like, I just did not pull up that list quick enough to get your name in there. My deepest apologies go out to you, brother, because for you to get up early and call into the show, you deserve your name to be called into this. My apologies, brother.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Well, I'm going to get quick on this topic, and then I want to kind of see if you're going to talk about this later. But Dillian Whyte. The names you mentioned, Brian Jennings, Arthur Spielka, those are really solid names for heavyweights. Amir Mansour is a possibility, I think. All those fights are really nice for him. Brian Jennings, I don't know where. Oh, when is he planning to fight again?
No clue.
Do you have any information on that?
No clue.
Brian Jennings, when Ness, you've asked him a bunch of times about like future fights, and he's always kind of got like strange answers to it.
Dude, leave it to him. And Al Haymon told him one day, bro, I'll never put you in with one of my fighters. And according to him, that's why it's never happened.
All right. But also, are y'all planning to talk about the whole Triple G? Basically, he's going to dip out on the unification to focus on a September fight with Canelo Alvarez.
Subscribe to the channel. that's probably more of an evening topic, you know, a little more West Coast based, maybe 7:30 Eastern, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, we got a lot of UK listeners that are up right now. We wanted to treat them to something.
Yeah, mornings are more UK based topics, but definitely a topic that is on our docket for sure, Class and Bound.
All right, for sure. Cool. Well, that's all I wanted to say. You guys have a good one.
Let me ask you, you think that time matters? Oh, you think that that is a subject that could be spoken about at whatever time? I just feel like at this time of the day, we may not get a lot of interaction from the callers. There may not be a lot of you to, you know, basically voice your opinion on said topic. I think if we wait for the evening, guys are getting out of work, a little more relaxed, wind down, TBV, a little beer with your TBV cozy.
Well, I think you guys would know better than I would because you guys have been doing this for a while. So you guys know when the callers are usually available to talk. And since this usually a Triple G or Canelo topic gets really hot, like, I think it's, you're right. It probably should be in the evening.
Well,
it is important that we get your opinion, though. We're the voice of the people. What good would we be calling ourselves that if we're not asking your guys how you guys want the show to be? It's based on our audience. We're only trying to appeal to you guys. But I personally kind of thought, you know, Triple G and Canelo dominate the airwaves no matter what kind of show we do. We'll do a show on, like, you know, featherweights, and then somehow those two names end up in the topic. No matter what, their names are going to come up, especially you know, with their recent fights and supposedly building towards the September, or maybe not, you know. So,
well, let's get this one over with so that we can probably come back with another one. Remember to subscribe to the channel. Boxing Voices bringing you a daily dosage of boxing coverage for your audio pleasure. You know, for those that love to consume boxing instead of actually reading it, you know, that's what TBV is here for. We give you the news. And today's headline is Dylan White, you know, calling Brian Jennings a coward for not wanting to. We didn't even get to that.
Yeah, we got it. That's what I'm saying, dude. Let's not turn the music on. Let's talk about some of these quotes that he said, brother. Let me read one. I got. I've been practicing my Dylan White voice. You ready for the English accent?
I'm ready for the English accent.
You ready for the? It's a typical coward's behavior. Jennings is a good fighter, and he's in great shape. But I don't think he's got the biggest heart in the heavyweight division. What was that? How was that? Give me a rating. Thank you.
Let's see.
What's up, Jeffrey? Where you at, Jeffrey?
Let's see what the chat says. What do they think about that Dylan White impression? So, I mean, what? Any other quotes? Or didn't he call him a coward?
Right. So, that's what I started out. Were you not able to understand that? It said it's a typical coward's behavior.
Oh yeah, typical coward's behavior. Okay. No, it was the accent.
It's distracting, huh? He says, as for a Chisora fight, that fight will always be there. But it's true. I think it's true. I think you think about heavyweight, you know, rivalries, they never really lose their luster. They never really lose their buzz. It can happen years later, a rematch. And it's always able to sell.
Very true. Well, there you have your quotes. Called him a coward. Let's see if Brian Jennings responds. Seems the route that Steven Calderon would like Dylan White to go. I know that Dylan White has some sort of ties or rankings with the WBC, so I would like him to go after Gerald Washington, which I do not recommend Washington to take the fight coming off of a Wilder knockout. But go after Spilka, who is coming off a Wilder knockout, but it's been some time. He should have some time to recover, get back into shape. It's a name that the U.S. public knows. Spilka's been on HBO airways. He's been on Showtime. He's been in there with Wilder. Perfect matchup for Dylan. Since he's already ranked in that WBC, he can try and, you know, kind of send that mandate that fight somehow. Or at the very least, put himself in position to fight maybe Bermaine Stiverne to somehow gets that shot time and time again. Listen, my name is Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter. And you can definitely catch the Border Wars at theboxingvoice.com/Border Wars to buy your tickets if you want to head on down to Orlando and watch Superman Steven kick the ass of Matt, and then watch Canadian Jose pounce all over America's own Boxing MD. But you can't forget about our Puerto Rico versus Mexico war, the showdown with Enrique Casual Fan, Church versus Mario. It's me, Monguilla. Remember, theboxingvoice.com/Border Wars to have for two lucky listeners to have basically an all-paid vacation with TBV. You can catch my co-hosts.
Yo, I'm Steven Calderon. You can follow me on Instagram at sugar_steve.c, and you can find me on Twitter at Calderon92. Definitely go to Patreon. Look for any slot available. I know all the tiers are being filled up. People love Patreon. They love the footage and the content we're putting up on there. So if you're lucky, slide through and see if you can find any good spots that you can manage and you know, be able to dish out, because we're putting out so much amazing content. People love it, dude. You're missing out if you're not on Patreon. You're missing out on the behind-the-scenes, true TBV experience, the stuff that we give to family only.
Can't forget those live fight chats that we've been doing more and more frequently for every fight. So if it's something you're interested, head on over to Patreon. Support is there for more exclusive content. Plus, you can check out our never-before-heard podcast called Untitled, where we discuss everything other than boxing, only for our Patreon family. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again. Goodbye.